Hello and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. Friends, I'm gonna lay it down for you. Jaws is a classic. Big shocker. So what I'm gonna do with this episode, rather than doing the usual good, bad, campy, I'm just gonna pick one particular aspect of the good and really kind of just dive into that for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes and maybe touch on a couple of campy things, which are there, you know, you love them, and then just kind of nerd out about my love for this movie in particular. So before we get into any of that, check out At Bandits Emporium, buy a Camp Kaiju t-shirt, and give it up for Lil Goji, who has returned. Happy to have him back on the show. So anyways, what I wanted to talk about with Jaws specifically was how, as I was watching this movie now as a 30-year-old, now mind you, I've watched this movie almost every year of my life since I was a kid. Even in elementary school, I was the one kid in the class talking to Jaws, talking about the shark movie with all my friends. However, I have not seen it in a few years. That was purposeful. I don't know if you know this, but sometimes, if you feel this, but sometimes with your favorite movies, you watch them so many times, you feel like you know them inside and out. Well, I decided for the sake of, you know, fresh eyes, I wanted to take a step back and not watch Jaws once a year. So it'd been a couple of years, 3 years maybe. And watching it now, again, as someone who's much older, someone who's a little bit more experienced in life myself, I noticed the children in this movie for the first time, really, and their role in advancing the story in a way that I hadn't thought of when I was a kid, which maybe is ironic. I wasn't seeing myself through their eyes. I was focused on the three heroes and their battle with this giant monster. But now, as someone who would like a family at some point in the future, seeing how Brody relates to his children, it just kind of hit in a different place. And I think that's the mark. That's what makes this movie even greater than before, is that, again, every time I watch it, I notice something new. So let me know if you feel that same way about Jaws or any of your favorite movies. And specifically, again, with the children, we know Spielberg, you know, he likes kid characters. Jurassic Park, E.T., Close Encounters, I can go on and on. Temple of Doom. But in Jaws, they aren't front and center. However, they are still actually the reason why any of the adults decide to take action. Three examples. When Alex Kittner is killed, that's actually the first time when the island wakes up and realizes they need to do something about this giant killer shark. That's point one. Point two, Brody gets over his fear of the water and drowning for his kids. I mean, that day at the pond, when the eldest son, Michael, is in the water and he goes to the hospital for shock, any sense of trepidation that Brody had about the water at that point is gone, because he has a family, he has his kids, they come first. Third point, again, at that hospital, Mayor Vaughn literally says, "My kids were at that beach too." He blatantly admits, I am changing my tune, I am changing my heart, because now my kids are affected and are in danger. And I'm like, whoa, that's some subtle, you know, storytelling right there. These kids are the driving forces behind the adults. What do you know? You know, you have ignorant adults, you have the innocence of children, and how they affect each other is really it's a nice dance in this movie. But you know, I'm already at time. I just want to say then, for the campiness, come on. Where did Quint show up? Did he just show up and just draw a shark on a chalkboard and nobody noticed? I had never found that scene really funny before, and it's not. But his first appearance on the chalkboard, I was like, this could be funny. Is this supposed to be funny? Anyways, Jaws is my all-time number one favorite movie. Buy the 25th anniversary VHS if you can. No, that's a joke. High def or whatever, it is a thrill for the ages. No pun intended. And I think you should check that out. You should also engage with Camp Kaiju. Like, follow, blah, blah, blah. We're on YouTube. Buy a t-shirt. And we got some other cool Jaws stuff coming out this week. And yeah, next week, we're going on August Bites Creature Features. We're going to feature Piranha, a little mini Jaws. Came out a few years after this movie. And I've never seen it before. So, yeah, join me with that one. All right, see you guys.